Welcome back to Beyond Talk Podcast, y'all. This is your girl, Brittany. I am so excited to be recording this. It's been a minute since I've recorded my last segment. Issues of Sex Part 2 featuring Miss Kia Tisby. She not only gift-wrapped and bow-tied, but she delivered on the subject. Every question I asked her, she really tackled it. She gave great nuggets. I really urge you guys to go back and take a listen. And she also talked about her book. She's an author. She talked about her blog that talks about social issues and also mental health awareness. And she talked about the health of women sexually and things that we could use and do to stay healthy, right and tight, and things like that. She has a website for these things. So those website links are actually in the description of the podcast on all five platforms. I got platform on Google Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, and Radio Public. So when you go to those and you see the description, the links are there for Fabulux Yoni, which is www.fabuluxeyoni.com. And that's the place where she has those Yoni products. You go check them out. See if you like anything. See if there's anything that you could use that could benefit you. And there's a discount code in the description. So I'm not going to tell you what it is now. I want you guys to go and read it, click on it, listen to it. And also the discount code is available for you. So go check it out. She has a book, Trauma, A Story of Healing and Redemption, that is on Amazon. The link for that book is in the description as well. And also her Facebook, Kia Tisby, K-Y-A. T-I-S-A-B-Y. Her Facebook, her blog is on there that talks about social issues and mental health awareness. So I urge you guys to reach out to her if you have any questions. She's very open. She loves to listen and she loves to share and things like that. So I love you. I really appreciate you. You really did it for me on the last segment, Miss Kia. I appreciate it. All right. So people are taking trips right now. And taking time out with their families and their kids, trying to do something, because it's been a long 6 months, right? With everything that's going on, it's been a long 6 months. So I hope people are being safe, wearing a mask, keeping your distance, staying clean, keeping your hands washed, cleaning the area when you get there, cleaning the area before you leave, those sorts of things. So we can try to slow the spread of COVID-19. I've known a lot of people who had it and who has it. And I remember the time where really nobody knew someone personally. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like this person that knew that person. But now it's so close to home. It's getting scary, right? My heart goes out to those who are suffering from COVID-19. It's affected your jobs. It's affected your finances. And my heart goes out to those who have lost their loved ones to this disease that's been spreading. And I just pray that whoever has it, you're fighting hard, your body and everything in it comes together the way it should be to fight off this infection or this virus. Okay. So heart goes out to you. We got the Black Lives Matter movement still trying to get as much oxygen as it can. And, you know, with the Will and Jada thing coming up, a lot of celebrities was like, you know, that's funny and everything, but we really have a fight on our hands that we really have to keep paying attention to, because we've been over this so many times where we have something crazy happen and we try to fight for it and then our attention is taken away and we're thinking about other stuff. Not everyone, but you know, we can only really conquer this together. And I really appreciate the people who are still protesting, people who are still trying to keep the attention and keeping these people's names in our mouths. Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, all of these people who were murdered by the police. And I hope that people are still trying to organize and strategize for the cause, because it's important not only just for us and for the families to get justice, it's really important for our children and our children's children. We have to make a difference this year, starting this year. It's not going to be an easy thing, and it's not going to be something we do without a fight, but it's something that we can do together, right? We've been doing this thing for a long time. We've watched people do it for a long time. It's our time to do it. So today I'm going to talk about Black-owned businesses. I hope that you guys tune in. I hope that you guys have a good time enjoying listening to it. And I hope you guys give me some good feedback. Tell me what you think. I'm going to talk about why we need to support these Black-owned businesses and how we can support these Black-owned businesses. I know that I talk about relationships a lot. I know that I do. And I was going to talk about self-love a little bit. I was going to talk about self-love, but I wanted to touch on Black-owned businesses because these are the businesses that's going to help grow our communities. They're going to help improve our communities. Once we can get, you know, security out into our communities by securing them with jobs and things like that, by investing in these businesses with our business, we choose to do business with them, then our communities can flourish, right? So I'm going to talk about self-love first. I'm going to talk about self-love first because it's been on my heart to talk about it, especially the last couple of weeks, because I'm going to do a segment. I'm going to do a series like I did part one and part two of Issues of Sex. I'm going to do that on the topic of unhealthy relationships and toxic relationships. I think that is an important segment to do and a series to do. So I'm going to do it in the next two series. So the next two segments, I'm going to have those topics discussed, dissected, and talked about. But I'm going to talk about self-love today a little bit because it's important that we understand what self-love really is and how important it is to us. It's going to be beyond a conversation, you know, just a regular conversation about self-love. We're going to talk about it on a deeper level. Self-love. What is self-love to you, first of all? Self-love, by definition, is one's own worth, really. One's regard for their own worth, their importance for themselves. And there's nothing wrong with having self-love. And I think a lot of people mix that shit up with being conceited or being vain. And there's nothing to do with those things. Because you think you all that in a bag of chips does not make you conceited. It doesn't make you selfish. What it does is let you know that you know what you are worth. How are we sitting here telling people, you got to know my worth, if you can't even say your worth out loud? I think that's crazy. I think that's crazy. Someone asked me, do you think that I'm conceited because, you know, I love myself and, you know, I'm so sure of myself. I know that I am, you know, somebody. I know that I am worthy and things like that. No, that doesn't make you conceited. It doesn't make you vain because you love yourself. No, not at all. I think that more people should be more sure of themselves so nobody else can tell you who you are or even try to manipulate you. So I think it's important that people understand what self-love really is, you know, to be your own best friend, to look at yourself in the mirror whenever you have choices to make and say, not this time, girlfriend. Nope, it's not going to add to you. It's not going to do anything for you. It's going to hurt you. And sometimes you can see those red flags with people and go the other way. And then when you have self-love, you can go the distance with people. And when I say the distance with people, like you date someone, right? And you're not going to meet anyone perfect. If you're looking for a perfect person, then you're going to keep hitting brick walls and you're going to keep going in your cycle. But whenever you meet people, people can either come out with their bad slowly or quickly. You know what I'm saying? But everybody got their own shit. And I like to give people my bad up front. This is me. These are my flaws. These are the things that I cannot change, that I've accepted, that I've worked on myself, that I've learned to control. But I love every piece of me and I love what it creates. You know what I'm saying? I love what it comes together as. So they can either make a choice to leave or stay. And some people will stay because they, you know, they have the patience. They know that what you do can't affect them at a certain point. And so it gives people who have that self-love can give people time, you know what I'm saying, to really show themselves. Because whenever you see those little red flags or you see those things that you think are, you know, deal breakers that may not even be that big of a deal, you know, you turn around and write them off, you know, and it adds to their insecurities. But, you know, when you don't have that self-love, you reflect your own insecurities on other people when they don't pan out to be exactly what you need them to be right off the bat. Especially if you're trying to move too fast. Take your time. Take your time. Nothing good, nothing really, 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 really good is just going to come so quick and easy. Like, it may take time for you to build something just as beautiful as you imagine it could be, right? So take your time. Love yourself. Love yourself. You won't settle when you have that self-love. You're not going to settle for just anything. You're going to take your time. You're going to get to know them, you know, and you're going to know what, you know, you already know what your worth is. And you're going to basically know if they see your worth. You know what I mean? So don't settle. If you feel like they can't, if they can't give you what you're giving them, then I understand. Don't settle. You respect yourself. You respect yourself when you love yourself. So then you respect others. I'm going to say that one more time. When you respect yourself, you respect others. When you love yourself, then you know how to love other people. When you've healed and you've forgiven yourself, then, you know what I'm saying? It's easier for you to build those relationships with people. Let me tell you one thing that I don't understand when it comes to relationships. When people really try to challenge you. And I ain't talking about that cute stuff. I'm talking about that challenge. I want to see what your reaction is. Because, you know, my ex was this or my ex was that. When someone tells you they have trust issues, when someone can say, I have trust issues, that's a red flag all in itself. You need to cut and run. That's all I'm gonna say. Cut and run. Now, some people got the patience with people to try to, you know, help them understand that they still have brokenness and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with being broken. People get broken and they pick themselves up. You have your pieces, you can put them back together. And you become stronger when you come back together. But if someone tells you that they do not trust and they have the trust issues and stuff like that, and they have to test you and they have to constantly be like, I knew that this, I knew that, I knew this, I knew that. That is going to cause a lot of toxic, it's going to create a toxic environment for the relationship, because you're always, you start to walk on eggshells for people. If people have trust issues, please, I really urge you to let them know that that's not okay. It's not healthy to have trust issues. It's some, you know, some healing that you need to do, and so on and so forth. Also, something that is very important when it comes to loving yourself is to forgive yourself. When you forgive yourself and you let things go, you know what I'm saying? You have, you have to forgive yourself for things that you let yourself go through in the past. And you have to know that it's something that you can't change, and you're still here and you're still blessed and you're still alive. So you'll be grateful for what you do have. And, you know, I had to forgive myself for going through an abusive relationship. And the moment that I forgave myself, I began to love myself. So forgiving yourself is a huge part of a self-love journey. Forgive yourself for letting yourself go through it. Forgive yourself for begging someone to stay that you had no business begging to stay. Forgive yourself for giving someone time and energy that didn't deserve not an ounce of it. For someone who put their hands on you and you let them put their hands on you again, you stayed for another 6 months that turned into a year, that turned into 3 years. You had a baby by someone and now y'all not a family anymore, and you feel like you've created a broken family. All types of things. Or maybe you were assaulted. My God, you were assaulted and it was not your fault. Forgive yourself. And I promise you, that's going to spark a journey of self-love that you could never imagine. So forgive yourself and love on yourself. Know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Discover the beautiful things about yourself. When I started to discover, you think you know yourself because you're you, right? It's a lot of things that I discovered about myself. And I tell myself every day, I couldn't be anyone else. I choose me every day. Every day, for the strength that I have, for the wisdom that I have, and the capacity of love that I hold for people. You know what I'm saying? I love myself. I love myself with the heart that I have. I had to forgive myself for being so soft. I had to forgive myself for being so caring of people who really didn't care back. And when I give to people energy, time, or things, or money, and I may not get that back, or they're not in my life anymore, I had to forgive myself for being used. I had to forgive myself for being abused and things like that. And I love myself so much more. So self-love, it's important to forgive yourself. You have to accept what you cannot change about yourself. I'm dramatic. I said it on all my podcasts. And I've learned to control my anger. I've learned to control my emotions a lot better. So loving yourself helps you invest time in yourself more. Invest time in yourself more. And that self-love is going to flourish. Start to reach goals. Make goals if you have none. And start to, you know, create things in your life, make room in your life for things. When you start to create things in your life, like, you know, if you live in somewhere with family or something, and then you move out and you go get your own apartment, then you start to look at yourself like, fuck, I did that. You start to respect yourself more. It's important that you do that. So I'm really happy with the journey that I went on and the things that I've learned. I have a lot more to learn. I'm not finished by no means, but I do love myself so much at this point. But we all have a journey to take, and you know, it's a lot more that I have to learn and stuff like that, even about myself. So invest time in yourself, know yourself, observe the things that you notice about yourself, think about them, and ask questions. I ask why about everything. My mom said since I was a little girl, I've asked why this and why that. Why is the sky blue? I ask why on everything. Like even crazy stuff that happens in the world with school shootings, all kind of crazy stuff, unfortunate stuff. I want to know why. And that's why I chose psychology, because I want to know why people behave the way they do. I want to know why people make certain choices and things like that. I want to know what, you know, I want to know the psychology of a lot of things. So, but yes, invest time in yourself, know yourself, and forgive yourself. That's a big part of self-love. So yes, that's my little spill on self-love. So I hope you guys got something out of it. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And I hope you guys reach out if you have any questions. So I'm going to talk about Black-owned businesses now, because that's important, right? And you know, I like to keep these things at 20 minutes. I am going to start changing the segments to 30 minutes. Especially because I'm getting those two extra days, because I'm posting on Wednesdays from now on, and I'm no longer posting them on Mondays at 9 a.m. I have those two extra days to do editing, and I'm gonna add an extra 10 minutes. So starting next week on the next segment, I'm gonna be adding 10 minutes so you guys could enjoy 10 extra minutes of the segment, and I have more time to explain things. I won't have to rush. I won't be out of breath like I am right now. Yeah, so ignore my laugh. I sound a little bit crazy when I laugh. I do. So Black-owned businesses. Why should we invest our time and money in Black-owned businesses? It's important that we support Black-owned businesses because, first of all, like I said before, it creates generational wealth. And they've predicted that by 2053, there will be zero. It will be down to zero when it comes to African-American generational wealth. So we have to start supporting them by doing business with them. We do business with people every day. What can we do to change that? What can we control as far as our expenses to shift it over to Black-owned businesses when it comes to pest control, our grass getting cut, whether it's buying anything from lawnmower companies or even our banks. There's Black-owned banks that we could do business with. There's Black-owned banks that we can give our money to. There's Black-owned banks that we can do direct deposit to. Look up some Black-owned banks. That's what I'm going to put on my next segment. I'm going to put a list. I might put in my link on this the description of this segment. I'm going to find a website that has Black-owned banks, Black-owned businesses that we could support. That's online-based, that we could basically do business with from everywhere. The reason why it's important for us to do business with Black-owned businesses as well is because when our communities start to flourish, because our people are being employed and our people are being, you know what I'm saying, strengthened financially, you know, it also causes them to have better financial well-being or educational in education, in a sense, you know what I'm saying? And Black-owned businesses really don't have the resources that other businesses have. It's not easy for them to get the capital they need, you know, unless people just decide to invest in their idea because they feel that they can really make money off of it. But because they don't have those same opportunities, you know, they have to start with their own money and they bet on themselves. So we can support them so that the communities can flourish and so that we can continue to grow these businesses together. There's a lot of Black people who have great ideas, who have great, strength that they could really invest in these businesses that could be corporations one day, where we can hire millions more. In 2012, according to the U.S. Census, 56 million jobs were provided by white-owned businesses. $1 million was provided by Black-owned businesses. We could fill that gap in. And let me tell you something else that other communities do that aren't necessarily the Black communities, but other communities that are predominantly white, they invest and they vote with their dollar. They vote with their dollar. When they want something done, they vote with their dollar. When they want someone to be the head of something, they vote with their dollar. The same thing going on with Trump. They're voting with their dollar. And then they're going to the polls. Not only do we need to register to vote, but we really have to take our wallets out and we really have to start doing business with the Black communities. And the Black-owned businesses can do a lot more too for them to make it easier for people to do business with them. Make it comfortable for people to want to spend money with you by having just simple customer service. Customer service. A1 customer service. When you make me comfortable to spend money with you, $200 of my money with you for a product, rather than going down the street to someone who are not necessarily a Black-owned business, who makes it way easier for me to spend just $50 more just so I can feel good about spending my money with them, telling you customer service will get you a long way. But we need to, I'm going to go over the whys real quick. I'm over my time. We should invest in Black-owned businesses for generational wealth so that we can grow the businesses in our community so our communities can start to flourish. And also because it'll help us secure more jobs, obviously, for our black people in our communities as well. We can build corporations. How we can support them, we can listen to them, listen to their struggles, listen to the roadblocks that they're going through, and listen and ask them what they need for them, for their businesses to flourish. And we could also market for them, word of mouth, talk about their products, spread the word. How many times have y'all been on Facebook and y'all scrolled and y'all see people sharing their businesses, sharing their links and stuff like that, but we go right past it and we don't share it. Share their links. You understand how powerful advertisement really is, especially with social media today. Share it. It takes no time for you to hit the share button. Also, when it comes to registering to vote, it takes less than 2 minutes to go to vote.org, which that link will be in the description as well. Let's start voting with our dollar, Black people. Let's do it. Let's support our Black business. Even if you're not Black, support, help us build generational wealth for our children, to secure corporations for our children. It's not going to happen overnight, but once we consistently do this as a whole and we start putting our money with Black banks and we start to put our money in the Black businesses of our communities, we'll start to see them flourish. We really would. So, man, we could provide our own opportunities, man. It's such a powerful thing. And that's something that I'm hoping to do when I start my business, is to start to provide our own opportunities for our own people. We don't have to worry about skin color. I want you to work under me or for me or with me or around me or whatever, because you're smart, because I believe that you can add to this and things like that, rather than the color of your skin. So I've talked about self-love, talked about Black-owned businesses. I hope that people really, really heard what I had to say today. Take into consideration, if you guys need some more ideas on Black-owned businesses that maybe you could support, or ideas of businesses that you even want me to say on my podcast, please, I would love to advertise Black-owned businesses. Just send me what you would like for me to say about it. Keep it short and sweet. And I would love to share links. I would love to talk about the product. I would even love to invest. So please let me know what you guys have in mind. I really wouldn't mind doing this, because it's a time for us to make a difference. We have to vote with our dollar. We can't just talk about our issues. We can't just talk about why we can't get ahead and why Black people this, Black people that. We got to really vote with our dollar. That's the real thing. That's a real plan. And once we start to show them that we get it now, and that we're voting with our money, it's going to cause a problem. They're going to try to chop us down. But that's okay, because we're not going to be chopped down. We're too smart for it. We've seen our generation in the past go through it. And we're going, it's our turn now, right? So Black-owned businesses, vote with your dollar. Make sure that you get in touch with some Black owners and ask them, what is it that we could do to make it better? What are their obstacles so we can try to help them build for our communities to start to flourish and get healthier, right? So I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this segment. As usual, go to my Facebook, Brittany Carter, BRITNEYCARTER. My Twitter, my Instagram, my Snap, they're all on there. You guys can go on there, click them. Please share, please, and subscribe and everything like that. I have very little followers on Instagram, but the last week I have actually been getting a lot of people following me on Instagram and Twitter. I really appreciate it, you guys, and I appreciate the messages and the questions. I'm going to do a Q&A next week at the beginning of the segment for the series for unhealthy and toxic relationships. So I hope you guys tune in. Please listen to part two of Issues of Sex. Miss Kia Tisby, she really did her thing. I'm gonna have her back on here. I have to. And I changed my publishing date to Wednesdays at 9 a.m. rather than Monday. So it gives me those two extra days. So don't forget to register to vote. Don't forget to love on your loved ones. And please, please, please support the Black-owned businesses in your communities, because we need generational wealth to start now. We have to get it to start now. Let's build corporations. And don't forget to forgive yourself, invest time in yourself, and observe and get to know yourself so that we can build self-love, so we can build healthy relationships with people. Okay? Don't forget to register to vote. You have a great week.